Hi everyone, this is Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie on TV. And today, we're doing the Parody Podcast Show. And on today's episode, it's going to be about the Barbie movie. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So the Barbie live action movie has wrapped filming a little while ago. So we're now in October 2022. And of course, the Barbie movie is starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. So the Barbie movie is... on the Internet Movie Database, the trailers, and it says the Barbie movie centers around what happens when a doll sets off into the real world. After being expelled from Barbie Land for not being perfect enough. So this is basically the main script plot of the Barbie 2023 movie. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. The live-action movie starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling as famous doll couple Barbie and Ken is in the works at Warner Brothers. Obviously, this was written on the Internet Movie Database before they were filming, because the filming of the movie has wrapped. We're in October 2022 now. So you've got Margot Robbie as Barbie, Ryan Gosling as Ken. You also have major stars like Will Ferrell, Simu Liu, hopefully I've said the name correctly, America Ferrera, Michael Cera, Kate McKinnon and Issa Rae, who will also co-star in the film, co-written and directed by Greta Gerwig. Amazing, I'm so excited. So that's what the movie's about. And you can go on the Internet Movie Database to see some really good trailers, giving you tasters of what's to come. And it says, in an interview with Variety magazine, Margot Robbie said of the Barbie movie... quote, I think it's a great opportunity to put some positivity out in the world and a chance to be aspirational for younger kids. Absolutely brilliant. I think that's an amazing quote. In another brilliant stroke of casting, the Internet Movie Database says, Ryan Gosling will be playing the role of Barbie's perfect boy toy, Ken. And then they show a funny clip of him in a different movie with a six pack. Yeah, it's so good. I actually couldn't get my words out. Woo, yes, very nice. Love that. The script was co-written by Marriage Story's Noah Baumbach and Lady Bird's Greta Gerwig, who will also be directing the movie. Guys, I hope I've spelt these names correctly and said it correctly. So if you want to head over to the Internet Movie Database, you'll get some really good clips. It also says rounding out the cast is Will Ferrell, Simu Liu, America Ferrera, Michael Cera, Kate McKinnon and Issa Rae. I've already said that. So, and you get pictures of all of the cast. So yeah, it's going to be a great movie. So I just thought I'd update you on what the Barbie movie is about. So guys, they filmed at Venice Beach in Los Angeles, and they also filmed in Warner Brothers Studios in Leavesden, Watford, England. What's also interesting to read on Google is that Mattel and Universal Pictures also, they wrote a deal for a Barbie live-action movie in 2009, and the plans fell through. So if you can think of it, oh my God, sorry guys, I need some water, I'm starting to lisp. If you think of it, wow, 2009, originally they were trying to put this movie together, and here we are in 2022. Wicked, that's amazing. And also to remember that originally, I think there was a lot of going back and forth, but Amy Schumer was originally cast in the lead role as Barbie, but the project entirely fell through. And so in 2019, Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach joined together to make the Barbie live action movie happen, and they cast Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as Ken. Yay, they are the perfect Barbie and Ken. Oh my God, definitely can't wait. So some of the footage of them filming on set was leaked by one of the extra background actors. So more recently, Margot Robbie did go on an interview, and she said it was, quote, one of the most humiliating moments of her life. I found that really, really exaggerated, to be honest, because number one, Margot Robbie looked stunning as Barbie in the rollerblade outfit. And obviously, I think she was joking. I really do think she was joking. I'll try and figure out what interview she said that in, but it was just recently. But anyway, the whole thing is this, that why was Margot Robbie feeling humiliated? Because the footage was leaked of her on the rollerblades in with Ryan as Ken on the set. She was wearing like a G-string swimsuit, which underneath she had like cycling shorts, because obviously I don't think they would be putting Barbie in like a G-string swimsuit. You know, it's not like Baywatch, it's Barbie. So I think it's got to be child friendly. I'm not sure whether it's going to be PG or whatever. I honestly don't know. But at the end of the day, I was figuring out in my head, why would Margot Robbie say that she felt humiliated because those, the pictures were leaked. So if you haven't seen the pictures, just Google Barbie movie Margot Robbie, and the first pictures that come up are her with that lovely outfit on, the multicolor kind of rainbow colors, tie-dye kind of print of different colors of a swimsuit, and then pink and like a lemon neon kind of knee pads, rollerblades and arm pads. And she's got like a pink tie-dye colored multicolored visor on. She looks stunning. So I think I would love to know why she felt humiliated. But you know something? Sometimes headlines, you need something to grab people's attention. She might have just said it for effect, because honestly, she said, you know, she was really, really acting happy when that scene was being shot. She was literally rollerblading next to the beach with Ken, obviously Ryan Gosling. And she looked stunning. So I'm thinking, what was humiliating? Actually, what was humiliating? I think also a lot of Hollywood actors who, you know, are like old school actors, they're trained actors, they don't like to, generally speaking, acknowledge that they're happy about stuff. It's kind of like part of the game to act like you are cool about things, or that as a serious actor, you know, you're mortified if something, you know, out of the rule book happens. I don't know. Anyway, I think the press probably made more of it than she actually meant, to be honest. Because on the interview, she said, oh, it was one of the most humiliating moments of my life. And I think the audience laughed. But to be honest, I don't think she's got a reason to be humiliated. She's absolutely stunning as Barbie. She's stunning as an actor. People take her seriously. She's beautiful. We remember her in that movie, don't we? Remember her in the movie. I think it was Wolf of Wall Street or something with, what's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio. She was so beautiful in that movie, and every movie, even when she plays more serious roles, she is absolutely beautiful. So anyway, as an actor, she's probably a bit embarrassed for whatever reason that some of the behind the scenes footage was leaked. She did stay in character though, and I think at one point I could see she on the YouTube videos that she was aware that she was being filmed, like maybe by one of the extras, because she looks towards the person who's holding the camera. But obviously, you know, when you're on set as well, if you are a background actor, and I'm a trained actor, so I've done background acting work as well as mainstream acting. When you're a background actor, sorry, I need a bit of water. You are not allowed to take your phones on set. Now, somebody probably sneaked it in, or it was one of the production team members. It could have been hair, makeup. It could be someone who isn't contracted, you know, to the studio, so they don't risk losing their job. But ultimately, somebody would have seen the person filming. So unless it was a secret camera, you never know. And often, sometimes background actors will be like undercover paparazzi. So I've got a funny feeling that's what happened. Anyway, it's all fun. It's all fun and games. And on the subject of when the movie's coming out, so it's going to hopefully come out in July 2023. And of course, July is my birthday. Yes, the best birthday present, to be out there as Barbie doing some press interviews. Who knows when they do the screening of the movie? I would like an invite to the red carpet. Thank you very much. So back to Margot Robbie. I've looked at all of the outfits, and as the Barbie girl lookalike, I've got to kind of replicate the Margot Robbie Barbie, which I've done. And one of my videos has got about 370,000 views, which is like a first for me. You know, I'm 52 years old. I'm not a TikToker. I'm old school. I'm a trained actor. I've done 4 reality documentaries about my lifestyle as a human Barbie. And more recently, I've put to rest the whole chatting to the press about plastic surgery, because first of all, it snowballed out of control anyway. And talking about my plastic surgery was part of my journey as a Barbie lookalike. And so I think that was never written into the dialogue. So I kind of wanted to control the dialogue by, you know, in the last 2 years, not giving exclusive interviews about what work I'm doing to my face and surgery and all of that. Because number one, I don't get a lot done to my face anymore because I've reached the Barbie aesthetic that I love. I just have to do a bit of maintenance, a few non-surgical procedures here and there. And then, you know, so at the end of the day, I said, yeah, I'll be doing this till I'm 80, meaning I'll be on a journey of self-improvement. But what the press don't write about is, oh, this woman is doing it because it's part of her job. I've got 2 careers. I work a fashion job. I've got lots of different interests that I do. I've got online Etsy store that I'm building. I can create websites. I can do digital content. But also my main career is as a performer, an equity member on the Internet Movie Database, and I'm in the Spotlight Acting Directory. So I'm a validated, verified, trained actress. Nobody writes about that because, first of all, you're not relatable. People go, oh, yeah, she's an actor or she's a model. So as a human Barbie, I just use that title because, number one, I want to put the Barbie message across. It's not about my face. It's not even about my body anymore. Yeah, I've got oh my God, my Barbie body. You know, the documentary, I've got the Barbie body. But at the end of the day, what's the message? If I get people to listen to my message as Barbie, as a Barbie character lookalike, it's you can be anything. You can achieve your dreams no matter who you are, where you come from. It's not relevant to how much money or privilege you have. I am from the wrong side of the tracks. I'm not privileged. I literally came from a very underprivileged childhood, and I've been working 2 careers most of my life, on and off. And right now, 2 careers, absolutely. I've never had a Ken that was long-term, never been married. So I'm a boss babe. As Barbie, you know, there's a lot of people who say, what's the Barbie message? Plastic doll. Oh my God, why do you want to look like a plastic doll? And I'm like, no, that's not what the message is. So hopefully my point of mentioning this is as a Barbie lookalike, as a professional Barbie character. Sorry, that was my phone that's just gone off because I've been linking my phone to the Rodecaster Pro. I'm going to do an interview with someone later on the phone. So let me just turn that off. Okay. Oops. So there we go. Sorry about that, guys. This is a home studio. So basically, back to the point. Pretend you're having a coffee with me and we sort of go off on a tangent now and again. So basically, the point as the Barbie lookalike that I am is I want the message to be, you can be anything. For men, women, it's non-gender specific. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've got in your pocket and what you do have, it doesn't matter. If you have a dream and if you have an ambition or a life goal or life goals, go and do them. Just start. Take the first step. It's going to be rocky. It's going to be hard. There's no guarantee you're going to reach your destination because guess what, guys? You never really do reach any destination. It's a journey. It's like being on a permanent train. And you can get off at stations. And at some of those stations, you're like, right, okay, done that, been there, got the t-shirt, next station, get back on the train, get off at the next station. And it, you know, so for me, people say, oh, you know, you're a celebrity now, albeit a C-list celebrity, someone who's famous on the internet from press and from TV documentaries. So I'm mainstream, you know, Channel 5 documentaries, Hooked on the Look, OMG My Barbie Body, Plastic Surgery Nightmares, as a positive spokesperson on surgery. It's always positive. So you can be anything is a positive message. So with the Barbie movie, I'm hoping that when Margot Robbie teased what the movie's going to be actually, you know, giving, what message it's going to give, is she said that people will be very surprised, you know, to paraphrase her, because when people think of Barbie, they think of a plastic doll. Now, if you watch Barbie, her journey through the years, the history of the Barbie doll, and even now, how many dolls have been issued? We have so many different representations of Barbie. It's not just the blue-eyed blonde. So that, for me, is a big message. I even, during lockdown, changed my hair color a little bit. I got more mousy brown with the blonde. And I do different hair colors, wigs, if I'm doing the celebrity videos for fans. I'm building that, guys. I don't get a lot of video messages, to be fair, because after the pandemic, you know, the whole Barbie thing went quiet and I built my home studio. Like a lot of entertainers, when the studios were closed, you've got to find a workspace at home and invest in it, which is what I did. But now I feel that thanks to taking a bit of a break from, you know, doing TV and press, I've constructed my own studio and I can control the dialogue. So with the Barbie movie, I'm wondering, what's the dialogue that we're going to be discussing when the movie comes out? Because it's already gone viral. The pictures of her on set went viral. It was manic. It was everywhere, those pictures of Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, so Barbie and Ken, in the new Barbie movie. And I'm thinking, this dialogue for 2023 is going to be huge. And that's where I come in. I will be doing these videos for people. I'll be the UK Barbie, one of the top five Barbies in the world. I will talk about, you know, the Barbie message and then how much value it will give people. Just watch. It's going to skyrocket. And on a final note, I just want to say I love Margot Robbie. So what I've done is I've added to my Barbie lookalike portfolio the Margot Robbie Barbie character, and that's on my YouTube. So if you want to check out YouTube, Rachel Evans Barbie, Instagram, Rachel Evans Bikini, and you'll see some of these videos and hopefully you'll have some fun watching them. So at this point, I'm going to wrap it up a bit and I hope that you guys are going to stick around and download the podcast, and I'll do a video version of it at some point, I'm sure. So for now, thank you for listening to me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie, and you've been listening to the Parody Podcast Show. Until next time, guys, have a great day. Barbie love and hugs. Which is